Not all the news, as you know, is positive, and not all the things we think about every day are positive. And that's not always a good thing. I mean, I'm all about honesty, but if you dwell too much on the negative, and that's the only thing you see in your life, well, that will be the only thing you surround yourself with. Well, that can't be any good, can it? Is there anybody who actually thrives in that kind of environment? I don't know of anybody, but there, I could be wrong. Someone who does know people because he has to counsel them and work with them and try to help them is our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Sr., with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. DrJohnB.com is the website with the podcast. And negativity is something he sees every day. Good morning, sir. You're always so bright and positive. I figure you overcome that with folks, but you have to listen, and that's not easy, is it, when you hear how negative some people can be and how negative their lives seem to be?
Well, the frustrating thing is how so much of it is the creation of their own mind, because they listen to this inner critic that's always finding fault with them. So they have a negative attitude. They just see things in a negative light. It's kind of like Oscar Wilde said it best when he said, "What is a cynic? A man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing." And I think that's really true, because the negative person, well, they what you have to do, you have to be substituting negative thoughts with positive ones. You need to surround yourself with positive people, because so often they're with negative people because that's who they're comfortable with. They're comfortable with people that are finding fault. Like if you come out and say, "Boy, it's a nice day. Oh, but it's going to rain tonight," or something like that. They can't enjoy the moment. They're just finding negativity. And what they really need to do is be around positive people. They need to find out, what have these people learned in life that they have a positive outlook and they can find the good in things? And Dave, when you're negative, it isn't good, and people don't even like to be around you. That's another very bad aspect, because many of the people that I've worked with, that we work with over the years, they don't have friendships. Because why don't people like with me? They're always finding fault. They ought to live my life. There are so many of the almost cliches that the negative person has, and they're not bad people. They just somehow have developed this inner critic, this inner part of them that always finds negativity. They can focus on any failure they have. They minimize any victories that they've had. And they really do need to be totally changing the way that they look at things. They need to be substituting negative thoughts with positive thoughts.
Well, I think, Doc, you would agree with this, that even when you look at people who've achieved leadership positions, or, you know, they're kind of on point, people we look to in our society, you know, in a wide variety of areas, you rarely are gravitated towards somebody leading and wanting to follow in any way, shape, or form, large project, small, even just in life, someone who's negative. I mean, somebody who's out there saying, you know, like you say, adelante. I mean, you know, we're going forward. Usually it's not somebody who's saying, oh, or unless it's dark and cold, I don't want to go. I mean, we don't follow people like that either, do we?
Well, no, we really don't. That's why the negative person even becomes an isolate, and also can become angry at positive people, because they can't figure, why are they in a good mood? Why are mine such a bad mood? And they don't realize that so much of it is just a choice. How we look at things, how we deal with things. We need to be looking at obstacles that come in our life as opportunities to solve, not, oh, no, another thing to slow me down. And because the negative person isn't happy, and they often don't want to be around positive people. And this is when, if I'm working with people, I say, you know, you need to be around positive people. You need to start getting the vibes. But I don't feel that way, and it puts me in a worse mood. It's really such a self-defeating way of looking at life, and it certainly curtails, if not destroys, good relationships that a person, you know, could have. So a person really needs to make a conscious choice that they are going to be positive, because negative people don't like being negative.
You put it back on patients and say it is up to you to bring yourself up out. I can listen, I can do this, but the negativity is something, like you said, that is self-fulfilled. You have the power to eliminate this. You've got to take it and do it.
Yes, there's no question that ultimately the person has to be responsible. And if they had bad early life experiences, as horrible as that is, they really can't let that destroy their life now. And so what has to happen. A person has to make a choice. I'm going to work at being positive. I'm going to get a plan. And the plan, if it's going to be effective, is going to really relate to trying to stay away from negative people, trying to be positive, look for positive people, talk to positive people, and even find out what have they done? What do they do to be positive? Then they need to make a plan to themselves in terms of this is what I want to be, this is what I have to do. They may find that friends and a minister or a psychologist can help them, but ultimately it has to be a choice. And I've worked with countless people over the years, isn't this can't happen, that they finally make the decision, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to get away from all this negativity, and they move forward. Because my mother actually had one I've mentioned to you before, that the optimists and pessimists have the same frequency of error, but the optimist is so much happier and positive. And that's really true. If you look at life from a negative view, you're only going to find negativity if that's all you're looking for. If your lens only looks for the negative, but if you're looking for the positive, that's going to be good. Then you, what you need to do is
That provides perspective. And then you get balance and perspective. And yes, the negative, it doesn't mean you completely ignore it, but in balance and in perspective and in context, it becomes, I would think, a much less onerous thing to have to carry around and weigh you down every day.
Well, life is difficult. It can be easier one day, more difficult another day. If we accept that, we try to take life as it comes, and we say, I'm not going to allow this to destroy my life. I'm not going to be looking at things the bad way. I'm not going to find things I don't like in people. I'm going to try to find things I like in them. Even something as basic as that. There are people, when they meet people, they expect them to be negative, and they look for the negative. Like, look how happy that person is. Or can you really trust that person? And the things that sometimes when you hear them, you can't even... You can't even comprehend where did this come from? And so you look to try to find the good. You know, I'll go by my dad's statement. He always said, sure, you trust people, lock the door. Okay. Well, I mean, you take...
Trust but verify. Yeah, right. It's a good one.
Because what you don't want to do is open yourself up to people taking advantage of it. You don't want to get so positive that you don't accept negativity. There is a lot of negative. There are a lot of people that... You can't always trust them. Like that just happens to be reality. But if we seek out those that are similar to us, that people that are where we want to be, go with those that know more than you do and pay their way. That was my dad's view on life.
So smart too. Yeah.
That you just learn from people. And so if you want to be positive and you really want that, you look for the silver lining, you look for the positive. And just so many people, Dave, don't. In fact, it's amazing how much negativity there really is with people that all they have to do is decide, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to look for the positive. I'm going to look for the good. I'm going to kick out these negative thoughts that reinforce this negativity in me. And that's what you really need. That is the plan to move forward in life. And anyone can do it that decides that they're going to. It's really as simple as I can, I will, I'm going to.
Even in the worst situation, or what you think at the time is worse, later you look back and you go, well, that wasn't so bad. I mean, you mentioned that. I think of like in high school playing a tennis match and an instructor telling me, I said, I've seen this guy. I shouldn't even be matching. I'm going to get killed. He goes, yeah, but in straight sets, you're going to learn more out there. Next match, it's going to be like a breeze. Yeah, he's really good. He's going to, don't worry about it. He was right. And he kind of walked me off the ledge because I could have just walked away at that point and said, I quit. I'm done. It's never going to happen. But I turned it into a positive with some help from somebody else. It's never an easy thing, though. I want to ask you one last question. You're always so positive. And I've had people ask me this. Is he always that positive? And has he always been such a positive person? Have there ever been difficult moments where you thought, I don't know if I can keep going into the light? I'm wavering a little bit. Have there been difficult times for you, too, Doc? I've been asked this by multiple people before.
Well, I'm going to say this first in a somewhat humorous way. I was in Ann Arbor for the football game. I almost didn't make it, but I did. I think there are times, Dave, when I've been working on projects, working on things, trying to resolve things and seeming there's just so much to do at a given time. Those are times to get you down. But you have to be saying, you know, this shall pass. There's always sun beyond the clouds. and you have to move forward. So I really think I'm generally in a good mood. You can talk to my office manager for 37 years, Linda. You can talk to my wife, 45 years. So I'm generally in a good mood, always looking. I always try to live by the theory of problem solving. And again, I go back to my mother, you know, John, if you talk about things that upset you and problems in life, people don't want to know. You work them out. You can talk to a few friends.
Sure.
You know, but overall, you want to move forward. And if you have a religious belief, I had really strong, very, very strong Roman Catholic people behind me that had all kinds of sayings on how to live a life. And I think if you have that, not everyone has that, but if you have a good sense of right and wrong, not that you always do it, you just try to, but you move forward, you look for the positive, and you're gonna find a lot more roses and calm days and balmy breeze and sunshine if you're being positive. Otherwise, there's storms, negativity, bad odors, and all that type stuff. So I'd say that I'm generally in a good mood. Like, I'm really in a good mood, even in spite of the fog coming in this morning, which, by the way, is pretty treacherous.
I always say that he's in a good mood because I can't believe how bright and bullying he is when we do these at an early hour once a week. And I said, there's a marker to put down, ladies and gentlemen, that the rest of the day is going to go well. And you can make it go well, and that's part of the practice here. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Dr. John Broccio, Sr., our good friend, Drive careful out there in the fog. I'm going to hit the West Coast, and I look forward to joining you again in this spot next week.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Have a great day,
you
my friend.
Too.
Bye-bye.
1320 Morning Wake Up, WILS.